A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is our Lord saying to us today? He's saying, you ask so little of me. There is so much more that I could do for you. Like St. Paul says, he can do more for us than we could ask or ever even imagine. The most common phrase on our Lord's lips is, be not afraid. He says it over and over again. Do you know the second most common phrase that our Lord used throughout his public ministry? Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. He says it in various ways, but he says it over and over and over again, and therefore a teaching that he most wants us to believe. What's amazing is, this is at the Last Supper, and he's talking to his apostles, and he says to them, they've been with him 3 years, they've seen everything, and he says, until now, you have not asked anything in my name. You, my apostles, right? You've seen it all, and you're asking nothing. In fact, what we see in them, they're silencing people in the crowds. They're preventing the children from coming to him. When he feeds the thousands, they say, you know, Lord, send him away, right? Help him go get some food. And he's saying, don't you know that I can feed them all? And what our Lord is saying is, you are all a little bit like that, like my apostles, right? I don't want you to be like that. I remember a few years ago, a priest in our diocese, he had been in a parish for about a year. And when he first got assigned there, he discovered that there were two people in the RCIA program. Now, the parish he was at was one of the largest in the entire diocese, and two people coming into the church. He says, oh my gosh, what's going on here? So he says, okay, Lord, show me this is truly where you want me to be by blessing our RCIA program. I ask you that next year, 25 people enter the church. So 2 to 25, right, that's a huge growth. He said at the Easter Vigil, he received 25 people into the church. And he starts kicking himself. He said, oh my gosh, Lord, I should have asked for 50. Right, what was I thinking? I was talking to a gentleman recently, a faithful Catholic man. And he said he just found out about the charisms of the Holy Spirit. And by most calculations, there's about 24 of them. So he's saying, man, I never knew all these different gifts that the Holy Spirit can give. And I said, are you asking for any of them? He says, oh, I'm asking for all of them. Right? I said, all 24? He said, oh, yeah. He said, you know, I don't want to hinder God. He said, imagine if I just asked for one or two and that's all he gave me. So I'm asking for all of them so that I make sure to receive whatever he wants me to get. He says, but I'm thinking if I put that kind of confidence in him, maybe he'll give me more gifts than he initially planned to give me. And as he's talking, I'm like, yeah, that's how we should be praying. I remember when I arrived here, I had one prayer request for our school. I said, Lord, let this school be an authentically Catholic school. And he sends the sisters, and you know, 5 years later, I think it could be easily argued, it's the most Catholic school in the diocese. I'm going, man, I should have asked for the moon, right? I should have said, make our school two stories, you know, let it be a high school. Our Lord wants us to come to the point where we're hesitant to ask him things because we are so confident that he's going to give us whatever we ask for. And some of you might be sitting there saying, well, you know, I've asked for things and I didn't get them. But we should have the same confidence that if he doesn't give us something, okay, it's not his will, but at least he didn't give it because I didn't ask it of him. Or maybe it's not his will right now. He's going to give it in the future, or he's going to give it gradually. But he says over and over, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give you. And I want you to live with that confidence. I close with this quote. I've been working through St. Faustina's diary for 15 years. I'm halfway through. And I came upon this quote. Your duty will be to trust completely in my goodness. And my duty will be to give you all you need. My brothers and sisters, I think one of the main reasons we don't ask for everything is because we lack confidence, and oftentimes we lack confidence in a relationship because we're holding something back on our part. When we give ourselves totally to another, we expect a total gift in return. And so we can ask ourselves, am I holding anything back in my relationship with God? Because if I am, then I'm not going to be able to ask him everything. Lord, I want to make a total gift of myself to you, and I know if I'm not refusing you anything, you won't refuse me anything.